Earth and Sky.
The stories of science are those of people with their ups and downs, and once in a while, maybe once in a lifetime, a discovery that can change everything. Welcome to Earth Sky's Chronicles of a Science Experiment. I'm your host, Jorge Salazar, and this season we'll be following Aaron Strickland, a fellow of the National Science Foundation Discovery Corps and a postdoctoral chemist at Cornell University. His research project is in nanotechnology, the science of the very small. In this first episode, we'll look at the person inside the white lab coat, a young man with a wife, two kids, and a passion for science.
I wake up, I eat oatmeal, if we still have some in the house, and then the day starts fairly early, and we certainly don't talk science, but I play around with the kids a little bit and get the six-year-old off to school, and then head to work.
That work is a two-year study looking at how crystals form on the surface of a bacteria, and this is something that he just can't stop thinking about.
So in the shower, what I'm doing is, you know, well, how can I take my skills again and affect the way that we approach the project? It always goes back to my fundamental skills, which is in organic chemistry. So I'm thinking, what compound in lab can I make that will allow us to attach a protein to a metal surface? And we'll be going into more detail about that later, I guess.
I asked Aaron just how he came to realize that he liked thinking about these kind of things. Things like organic chemistry, binding proteins onto metal surfaces, and nanotechnology.
When you look at it at the most simplistic level, you know, I'm building things, you know. I'm starting with small molecules and I'm making larger molecules that do things. Just like when I was a kid and I was, I had my Lego set and I had these little small pieces of, you know, little Legos that turned into a car or a house or whatever, you know. So I guess I like the freedom that comes with science.
Aaron grew up on the western high plains of Wyoming, eventually going to the University of Wyoming to earn a PhD in chemistry. But he got his start there as a college wrestler.
I was a college wrestler, you know. I happened to like science and math, and I did okay at them. I mean, you typically, you like things that you're good at. But, you know, wrestling was why I was if I had to be completely honest, wrestling is, you know, why I was in college for the first year, for sure. And then, that ended, and it ended abruptly because I got hurt.
Aaron showed me some of the drawings of the chemical reactions he's using to create the molecules he's after, molecules of sugar called saccharides. And it's hard to shake the thought of the half-Nelsons the molecules go through as they wrestle themselves into shape.
Yeah, I mean, the molecules are wrestling in a sense because they're in solution. You know, they're in a glass of water, for example, and they're really whizzing around. Well, then you provide them with a surface, and so they come whizzing around in this solution, and then they meet a surface that they have some attraction to, and they stick there. And then another one sticks there, and then there's a whole new interaction that takes place on the surface. They're sort of wrestling in the surface. The birth of nanoscience was the fact that people started seeing different phenomenon happening at these size scales.
Ultimately, Aaron said that his experiment in nanotechnology with a team of other scientists and over the course of a couple of years is attempting to mimic in the laboratory the patterns nature expresses effortlessly and quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you look at a snowflake, for example. You look at it under, not even under a high-powered magnification. There is order there, and it has nothing to do with, you know, well, depends on what your philosophy is, but that order comes from some property in the material that makes up that snowflake, for example, or that bacteria. So we start kind of layer by layer. Well, you know, we see this great order at the surface of the bacteria. What's underneath that? You know, is that interesting, or does that have anything to do with it? Well, what's underneath that? You know, so it's a very systematic thing or an approach to trying to figure out you know, how nature does it, and then reproduce that. And that's what I'm trying to do.
It may seem mysterious why nature creates intricate patterns through self-assembly on things like bacteria, but Aaron said that it's just a matter of nature doing what's easy.
Going back to this bacteria that has this nice nano structure on it, and, you know, pores that are, you know, they're not pores like we think of, or, you know, dimples like we think of in a golf ball. That's one mass. So these pores that are made that we see on the surface of the bacteria are actually made up of a lot of small things, and these things are proteins. The proteins do what's called this self-assembly. They come together because they're, you know, within the same neighborhood, and they maneuver themselves just like, you know, a group of people would maneuver in a line, because it's the most energy efficient way of getting through a small doorway. Well, proteins do this. They orient. They lower their energy, for example. They make it easier for them themselves to make contact with another protein next to it. And it just so happens within this system that we're talking about, they do so to give these structures.
I asked Aaron what it feels like to find patterns in things that seem chaotic, such as the goo at the top level of a bacteria.
It's a natural tendency to sort of look at that. So the feeling that I get when I see this order on a bug is go, you know, wow, at a level, you know, that's a less magnified level, it kind of just looks like, you know, goo, you know, on a microscope slide. But when you take a closer look, things are ordered. And so that the feeling is just kind of it's a surprise, and it's, you know, it's like, you know, when people look at art that they like, it's just kind of a wow, you know.
You've been listening to episode 1 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment. In episode 2, Aaron will talk more about the seemingly bizarre world of scales smaller than 100 nanometers across, vastly smaller than the width of a human hair. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which was made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.